Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 8th September 2020. Hope you all had a great weekend. I really do. And since how yesterday my birthday, hope you all enjoyed your day off. I thought it was nice me to give you all day off. So anyway, hope you enjoyed it. We have got a great lineup for tonight and tomorrow night. In a little bit, we're going to bring up Larry Pratt, formerly the head of the GOA, Gun Owners America. And we get some great news he wants to share, important news he wants to share. And tomorrow night, we're going to have a doctor, Dr. Haywood Robinson. He used to be a baby murderer. I'm serious. He was an abortion doctor. Going to share his testimony. And also, Sue Thayer worked for Planned Parenthood. She wants to share her testimony. So we're going to have a great line tomorrow night, okay? I mean, it's going to be wonderful. But tonight we're going to talk to Larry Pratt in just a few minutes, discuss what's going on with the 17-year-old boy named Rickenhauser, the GOA is representing, taking to court, helping go to court, and other things also. In the meantime, I want to remind you that we do have the book in now, How Pre-Trib Won by Stan Johnson. Now, folks, it's not a real big book. And I don't necessarily agree with everything in there as far as what he thinks may be happening in the future. But I do know he did a great job dismantling the theory of pre-tribulation. And it's a fantastic little book you may want to get for yourself and your friends. Now, if you order one, it's $20. Let me suggest something to you. He said if you buy 10 at a time, you get 10 books for $40. Talk about a deal. Give them to your friends. So I would suggest you order 10 pack at a time, 10 books for $40. We'll see them right out to you. They'll be here this week, I'm sure, and hopefully we'll get them out here to you this Thursday. So we do have a couple copies here in front of right now. So if you want them, call us at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can save us some money, folks, if you call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. I hope you'll get a copy of that. I really do. I think you find they're very interesting, and will bring a point across to whether you agree with everything else in the book or not. At least get people across the idea of a pre-tribulation theory, which is not true. And we are, again, offering John Daniel's book on the Grand Design Exposed. Now, folks, when Mr. Daniel passed away, he had several of the Casey's books left. I picked up a few more. And while they last, they're normally like $29.99. You look online, you find them, I think, for $29.99. We have them for $10 while these last. I got a couple cases of them. We got $10 a book, folks. That includes shipping. The book, The Grand Design Exposed, is something every believer should read. Folks, there's facts in there that I had no idea. I had no idea that where the capital was built, the land was called Rome. The guy that owned it was named Pope. And I know that may be a coincidence. You can say what you want. But it's interesting information. For $10, you surely can't beat it. While these last ones, these are going, folks, not many more. I've got the last ones of them. Last ones available that I know of, anyway. You go online, you'll find them $29.95. You hear 10 books, Grand Design Exposed by John Daniel. Call us again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And if you're listening to that on shortwave right now on 6115, it's because Melody Seastrom of Discount Gold and Silver is paying for that hour. So if you enjoyed the broadcast, I really wish you'd call Melody and let her know, hey, whether you're buying gold or silver or not, just let her know you appreciate her sponsoring the program on shortwave. You can call her at 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. And for those of you, y'all that saw the Bible study this past Saturday, and you heard Pastor Dana Coverstone's covering his dreams he had, and I'm afraid that his dreams are going to happen, folks. As a matter of fact, they're already starting to happen. Already starting to happen. If you didn't see that, we have the DVD, folks. We get you both hours, the turn events I did, plus Dana's Coverstone's dreams. And I'm going to do it for $10 again. That's delivered to your door. That's 2 hours with a video delivered to your door. You need to see what he has to say. Now, he'll tell you in the video he's not a prophet. He's sharing his dreams he had. And some of the things he said back in December from the dream he had has already come to pass. And I'll say this and get off this topic and move on to our guest tonight. I do know in my heart, and I pray that, I pray I'm wrong on this. I hope Pastor Dana is wrong. November is going to be a hellish month with this election. This is the worst election I've ever seen as far as chance of anything happening peacefully. I don't see it happening no matter who wins. If we have an election, and if they had the votes counted before the end of the year, it'd be wonderful. Now, I'm telling you all this because I'm asking you to prepare yourself, folks. Prepare yourself. As Brother Dana said, the Lord told him in his dream, brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself. All hell could break loose after this election, maybe even a little bit before that. There is a second move. I don't know if it's COVID number two or whatever, but there's a second virus be coming through here any day now, and it's going to be serious. Now, I'm not making this up, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope the people that told me this that I trust are wrong. But I'm just saying, folks, prepare yourself spiritually. Please, spiritually, get on your knees and seek our Father's face. If you're married and you have a family, get with your family, get closer together, because this could shake your world. It truly could. We're going to move on now. We're going to talk to our guest, a friend I've had for many, many years now, more than I like to think about sometimes. We go back at least 20-some years when I was on the radio on one station in Summersville, West Virginia, with Larry Pratt, who was then head of Gun Owners America, the premier gun rights advocates group in the country, period. I supported them for a long time. I do not support the NRA for a lot of reasons. I'll be quite honest with you. I don't and I won't. But GOA has stood their ground and not backed up. As a matter of fact, they went to the forefront in a lot of fights where the NRA didn't even show up for the battle. So our guest tonight is Larry Pratt, former head of the GOA. Now, he'll not be representing the GOA tonight, but he'll be sharing his views on what's happening with the GOA in some areas and trying to get some word out to what's going on, especially with this young man named Rittenhouse, I believe, Hauser, who defended himself from BLM and was arrested. Larry, I hear a lot of racket back there. Are you there?
I am here, and I think the racket is going to be under control now that we're getting underway.
Okay. All right, folks. Larry just got out of a store heading home. He's on his cell phone tonight. We're hoping to have him home now, but he's not. So anyway, we're going to do the best we can with him on a cell phone. Larry Pratt, it is an honor to have you, as always.
Well, I am delighted to be with you. Let me just take off, give an unpaid, unsolicited ad for something that I have found over the years deals really well with viruses, be they colds or anything else. I'm not even sure. I might not have had some of the COVID, and I took some of this stuff, and man, it was like snapping my fingers. It's called Virucidal, so you kind of get the idea from the name of the product, Virus Incidal, killer virus, killer of virus. And it's put out by a company called Rain Rock Nutritionals. And I've known this guy since I used to travel a lot, and I met him in, a trade show somewhere. He's out of Ohio, and anybody that goes to Rain Rock Nutritionals and uses a code GOAC gets like a I think it's about a 40% discount, and his virucidal something, I literally don't go on a trip without it. It has just done me so much good, and I have barely had a cold all these years, at least not one that afflicted me, because it just goes away when I start gobbling his capsules. So,
all right.
And he's one of us. He's one of us. He's a good Christian, patriot guy. And
his name? What's his name?
His name is Chuck, like Michael, but Michaelis. And his company is Rainrock Nutritionals, and they just have a wonderful product. So hopefully that will help some people.
Now.
I can't tell you how many times it's kept me going. And when I was working with GOA and I was on a plane half the time, well, even before people were worried about COVID, I knew that I was in an incubator for colds.
Right.
And I barely got hit with them because Rainrock Nutritionals, virucidal, just does the trick. I hope Chuck's website lights up because he won't even know. I better tell him. I told the country on the radio tonight. But anyway, I'm just delighted with his product.
That's Rainrock Nutritionals. I'm going to call him Mar. Rainrock Nutritionals. And by the way, before I forget, I'll make one more announcement, Larry, if you don't mind. Excuse me, I forgot this. This coming Saturday at the Charleston, West Virginia, at our state capitol, on the Kanawha Riverside, we're going to have a rally, a protest, that the state is not totally reopened after this COVID hype. At 12 o'clock noon, we're going to meet on the Kanawha Riverside in Charleston. If you're anywhere in the area, you want to come and join us at noon, I'll be there, Lord willing. This coming Saturday at noon for a rally the backside of the Capitol on the Kanawha Boulevard side along the river. We'll be there to hopefully get somebody's attention about reopening the state like it ought to be. Now, West Virginia's one of the better folks. I know I've traveled other states. West Virginia is one of the better ones, believe it or not. But we want it open. We do. So you join us at noon on Saturday, please. Look me up if you're there, and let's say hi to each other, okay? So noon on Saturday, on the Kanawha Riverside of the state capitol in Charleston, let's get together. Now, let us move on.
Let me just mention some really good news. There's a lady running for Congress out in Colorado. She beat an incumbent in the Republican primary. He wasn't a bad guy, but he was just kind of taking up space. And she beat him. Nobody really expected it. But she was getting Trump-sized crowds because she was kind of talking that same kind of talk. And Lauren Boebert is her name, B-O-B-E-R-T. She's a 32-year-old lady with four boys. And she owns an establishment called the Shooter's Grill.
Oh, yes, and yes, yes.
Appropriately enough, it's in Rifle, Colorado. I can't make this up. And so when it became known that this pro-Second Amendment mama is running for Congress, her business has gone off the charts. There's an ABC feature on her. It's online now. And I was watching it online, and some chap had come over to have dinner with his wife at the Shooter's Grill, and he'd come over from Nebraska. Now, it's got to be at least a couple-hour drive. But they were serious about supporting this lady that's supporting the Second Amendment. And so her business has just gone boom once she announced and once it was known that this is Mrs. Six-Pack and Mama. She is just what we've been waiting for here in the nation's capital to tell these some of these loopy congressmen that we have. Now the Constitution really means what it says, and well, as she told Beto O'Rourke, who went into campaign against her, the former congressman, the loser that ran for the Senate down in Texas, he said, "Well, hell yes, we're going to come take your AR-15 and your AK-47. And she said, "Hell no, you're not going to get our guns." And that's Lauren Boebert.
And what's your name again? Lauren?
Lauren. First name is Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, and last name is B-O-B-E-R-T, and needless to say, she's some kind of evangelical. She's certainly just checks all the boxes, and I am really looking forward to seeing somebody like that come to Congress, because I don't really think she plays well with other children. Otherwise, she wouldn't have taken out this incumbent Republican, who, you know, wasn't a bad guy, but he was literally just kind of taking up space.
Yes,
and
yes.
She's going to do more than just take up space. So maybe God's going to have some mercy on us and send a few folks like her to the Congress.
All right. Sounds good to me. That's wonderful. I will try to get a hold of her, too, by the way. I know you're talking about. Maybe get on the broadcast.
Absolutely.
And discuss what's going on. But anyway.
Shooter's Grill in Rifle, Colorado. If you call it, I'm sure the number will be busy now. Probably has been for the last several months.
Well, we would do everything in our power to support her. And that's a fact. We will.
Yeah, she is just wonderful. So, yeah, if you can get her on, that would be outstanding.
I love to try to do that. If you happen to know anything about her, how to get in touch with her, let me know, please.
Well, Eric, the new executive director at Gun Owners, actually did an event with her on Saturday, and hopefully I'll see him tomorrow or the next day, and he'll hopefully have her contact details. So
please get to me.
But
I'm on the show. Yes.
Shooter's Grill in Rifle, Colorado, probably isn't that hard to find.
No, I'd say, but getting a hold of her might be. So tell Eric to please help me line up to get on the show. But anyway, but now you do that. Don't forget that. But let's move on. I want to talk about Rittenhouse. Rittenhouse, that's the name, Rittenhouse, right?
I forgot his first name, but it is Rittenhouse. He's 17 years old. He came over from Illinois to try to provide some security, if he could, in Kenosha. And it's in the papers, but it's not being picked up much by the mainstream media. This guy was there at some kind of a Kenosha destruction fest, and he was standing there really not doing anything, as far as I can tell from what I've picked up on all the sources. And when they realized that he wasn't one of them, he didn't really look like Antifa. They're both white, but he doesn't look like Antifa. You know, he's got a haircut. Anyway, they start chasing him. And I think he tripped or something like that.
He did. I watched it. He was knocked down.
Okay, well, that's even worse. And so he ended up killing two of his assailants and about blew the arm off another one. What do you have,
yep.
An AR-15?
Yep.
Boy, if an AR-15 hits you in the half inch of muscle, it'll take the rest
of it. And by the way, folks, that's on our website. Go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Look under America Divided Civil War. You'll see that video. And I warn you, it's graphic. One guy shot in the head, one guy shot in the arm. Now, I know what 223 will do, folks. The M16 is what they were when I was in the military. I know what they'll do. They will take your arm off. Now, it's just 20 caliber bullet, but the velocity of that bullet is remarkable. So, anyway, you check it out, PastorBush.com. Look under Divided, America Divided or Civil War. You'll see that video in there. Watch it. It's about, I don't know, 89 minutes long or so. You'll see what happened to this man. He was totally in self-defense. He was running from the crowd. He was not standing there confronting him. He was running from it. Now, go ahead, Larry.
He wasn't standing there telling them what he was going to do to them, that your mother is ugly or anything like that. He was just trying to stay out of the way, and they wouldn't have anything of it. So, but, of course, a liberal prosecutor in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has brought all kinds of murder and other felony charges against this poor kid. So one of the other good things about current-day America is that somebody put up a GoFundMe for him, and in the first five days, $250,000 has come in for his legal defense. Now,
fantastic.
I think that says that America still has a pulse, and
absolutely.
I was really delighted to see that.
And I'm very proud that GOA stepped up to the plate, Larry. Tell us about that.
Well, we'll probably be getting involved at one point or another with his legal situation, but this kid is it just seems to me to be an all-American boy. He doesn't deserve what he's getting, but he went into kind of the pit of the devil, there where the very anti-self-defense, anti-Second Amendment prosecutor is holding court, and it's going to cost him some money. I think he's still in jail. He might be in more danger in that jail than he was running away from the mob.
Well, you know, I watched the video, like I said, I watched him speak, and he said he was there, he had a first aid kit over his shoulder, and he was there to offer aid, and he spoke as mature as most 35-year-olds do today. I don't know, he's 17 years old, I don't know where his parents were, I don't know what his parents thought about this, I have not heard anything about his parents and what they think about all this. But the young man, as you can tell, had been taught some responsibility as a young boy. And I know 17 is not what legal age. But what age do you have to be to defend yourself legally?
Well, that's right.
So anyway, go ahead, Larry.
He was offering first aid before all this
started to come
down. Somebody had been injured. I don't know what it was. But he was not there to hurt people, clearly. And I'm almost certain that the person he was offering first aid to was not ideologically his friend. But like any good medically oriented caregiver, they don't ask questions about your ideas. They just want to see if they can patch you up.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's what he was doing. And so I think his parents ought to be very proud, no doubt very concerned, and I understand that too, but they ought to be very pleased that he was willing to do that and the way he responded under very adverse circumstances.
Well, you know, people will say, well, he come from Illinois. What business is of his? Now, wait a minute. They know for a fact that people come with the Antifa, BLM movement, as far away as Alaska to New York. All right?
In fact, I heard a report from somebody that had been flying, and it was clear from they could hear other passengers on the plane, and a lot of the passengers on the plane were having this conversation about what they were going to do when they got to their next Antifa station. They are clearly a roving mob. They're better off than average middle-class white kids, very few black kids in Black Lives Matter, and yet Antifa and Black Lives Matter are comprised primarily of little rich snowflakes that are mad at the world because that's what they learned at school.
So he crossed a state border to give aid to the people who needed help. Now, folks, that's exactly what should be done by good men and women. If your neighbor's in trouble, who's your neighbor? It's whoever needs the help at the time.
That's the Good Samaritan story right there
that's
in a nutshell.
That's exactly right. It is. So don't say about him crossing state lines, bull. I mean, these people come all over the country to cause chaos. If they were there just to peacefully rally, and as we're going to do this coming Saturday in Charleston, and to object to what's happening, that's one thing. But when they actually say they're coming to burn businesses and burn homes, invade homes, burn cars, make Molotov cocktails.
And by the way, in some of those burned businesses, at least in one that I read about, they found a body. That's why arson used to be something that if there were a fire going on and you saw a guy with a pack of matches, you could shoot him dead.
Yes.
That used to be the law, because that's what arson is. It's at a minimum attempted murder.
Yes, it is. It really is. And it ought to be at least be second-degree murder or manslaughter right now, period.
But absolutely.
Now, with this case coming up, have you heard any more about what's going to be happening soon with the young Rittenhouse?
No, I haven't heard, and I'm sure the prosecutor will keep him there as long as he can. Now, what it may come down to it, and we can hope and pray, is that U.S. Attorney General Barr might hear from the president and just give the guy a pardon. It's apparently the president watches Tucker Carlson about every night. And when Tucker Carlson spotlights a problem, that often elicits a response from the White House. So we can just hope that this rises to the level of Tucker Carlson, and that may be the end of it, or at least soon thereafter.
Well, you know, I would like to see him, of course, turn loose and at least pardon. But, you know, this shouldn't even have become a trial. There shouldn't be a pardon needed. He did nothing wrong.
Exactly. No, he didn't. That's exactly right. But we're not dealing with people who are interested in justice. That prosecutor is obviously of the type that Soros likes to back, whether he backed him or not. I don't know. But he's the kind of, quote, justice that Soros is looking for. It's to punish what's the reverse of Romans 12?
To be a terror to the righteous
and a comfort to the evil.
Yes. That's exactly right.
It's the Bible upside down. And that's what we're talking about. So this young man, I'm afraid he's really in jeopardy. People ought to be praying for him. And hopefully he's going to be able to come out of this thing intact in one piece with no cut lines across his throat.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you haven't heard anything about his parents or their involvement or anything yet?
No, not at all. I just haven't heard a word. But I think this is probably something that's going to have to move fairly soon, because if not, every day that he's there, every minute that he's there in the jail, if they've got him with the general population, he's at risk. And
absolutely,
if he's in solitary confinement, that's a good way to drive somebody crazy and just destroy their mind.
Well, you know, especially 17-year-old boy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, solitary confinement is not something that I see among punishments in Scripture. There's corporal punishment, there's capital punishment, and there's restitution. You know, you steal $200 from somebody, and you need to pay him back $400 to $600,
right.
Something like that. But there probably won't be any justice for the prosecutor. We're just hoping that we can get some kind of justice for that young man.
Well, we know that we're praying, and folks honestly need to pray about this. And by the way, don't forget, tomorrow being Wednesday, we ask everybody out there, please, on Wednesdays, for the rest of this month, if you can, fast and pray hard about what this nation is going to be seeing in next month. Next month, folks, is election. Less than 2 months away is election. Pray hard, please, for this nation's stability. I do fear in my spirit that we're going to face some really, really bad times, starting maybe even before November.
But chaos and civil war, I'm
afraid it's coming. So please, tomorrow, if you can, fast tomorrow. Fast and pray for yourself, for your family, for this country. Folks, pray for each other. And lady, I've never been more serious in my life. I sense in my spirit, and I don't know if you've ever seen Pastor Dana Coverstone's dreams he shared about what's coming up, and some of the things he dreamed back in December has already come to pass. As a matter of fact, several things have. But nonetheless, his dream said, while I feel in my spirit, it's all hell's going to break loose in November. I believe that's true. Folks, back of the break, you want to call and talk to us, you can, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
Alrighty, folks, we're back here talking to Larry Pratt, and with was the GOA. His son now is executive director of GOA. His name is Eric, and he is so busy trying to pin him down like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. Can't be done. But Larry always has been very gracious to me to come and be on the radio show and share the views of GOA and of course, personal views also. We're going to take your phone calls in a few minutes, so don't go away. We'll get to Jill, we'll get to Randy and all of you. Bear with us a minute. But the, you know, the situation, and I've said this so many times, Larry, and I'll say it again. The Constitution that people tout, and I have nothing wrong with the Constitution and what they say in the Bill of Rights, the right to keep and bear arms, but I take it a step further than that. I take it a step to the Bible. It's not a right to bear arms. It's a duty to bear arms. That's God, that's a God-given duty, not a right.
That's something that was preached by our founding generation. I have a picture in my office when I'm there on rare occasion at gun owners. They've been nice enough to keep it open for me, even though I'm no longer really there. But anyway, it's a painting, I guess, the reproduction of one, of Peter Muhlenberg, who was a Lutheran pastor in the Valley of Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, and he's reaching for his cassock, because in those days it was not uncommon for a preacher of many different denominations to preach in some kind of black clerical robe.
Right.
And so he's reaching to rip off that cassock, that robe, and you can see underneath is, I'm not sure I would know how to tell you, but I know from what I've read, was a colonel's uniform in the army of George Washington. And after he gave this a sermon from Ecclesiastes about there's a time for this and a time for that and a time for this, time for that, and a time for peace and a time for war, and now off comes the cassock. He says, now is a time for war. He strode down the main aisle of the church, out front of the church, mustered most of the men of the congregation. They rode off to join up with Washington, and they did not return home for 8 years. No internet, no phones. Hi, dear. I'm okay. Everything's still in one piece. You know, maybe an occasional letter once every 6 months, maybe. These guys really gave it all, and a lot of it was motivated by pastors like Muhlenberg. And it wasn't, for some time I thought, well, maybe he was a one-off. I have subsequently read, and there's even collections of these sermons that you can find in various books, that these guys, these preachers, were like this up and down the north and south of the colonies, preaching the same kinds of messages. And it came to George III's attention that he was recorded saying that there's only the main regiment that I fear in the Americas is the Black Robe Regiment.
Yep, that's right.
And by that,
right,
he meant the clergy. And they preached liberty.
I have a book right now, a book by J.T. Headley. I think we did offer this to the ministry. J.T. Headley wrote a book entitled The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution. It's a fantastic book. It's about, I think, 100 and some pages, 110 pages long or so. It says sermons about it, shows pictures of the people where they stayed and fought. But, you know, the first battle fought on Lexington Green was led by Jonas Clark, who was a pastor of the church there. You know that.
And, right out in front of his church.
Yes, right in front of his church. Exactly right. And then took hymn books written by Watts, W-A-T-T-S, to hold a powder in their guns when they wanted to put the wad in. So he would say, give them Watts. In other words,
going into his church, bringing out the hymnals, yelling, give them Watts, boys!
Give them Watts. This book by J.T. Headley, The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution. Now, I used to carry those here. I'm not sure we saw them or not. I haven't advertised them for a long time, but it's a fantastic book. It's put out by Scriptures for America years ago, and it's a great book. But nonetheless, yes, the pastors were involved, and the pastors were involved for the sake of liberty, for the children and grandchildren, for the glory of God. And folks, this is something you don't hear anymore in most churches today. They shy away from these topics.
But let's fast forward to today. In California, John MacArthur is one of these mega church pastors, and to his credit, he doesn't seem to have foremost what could come from fines and even imprisonment for his wonderful ministry of his mega church. And he's told the governor that no, they're not going to close down. Only God tells churches that, not guys in political office. And he's got the governor so mad at him, and he's talking about fining him and this and that. It's kind of an analog to this guy we started talking about when we went on together tonight. Lauren Boebert was told to close down her Shooter's Grill in Rifle, Colorado, and she said, no, I don't think so. You don't have the authority to tell me to do that. And my patrons want to come in here. They make that decision, not you out there in Denver, Colorado. We'll take care of ourselves. Thank you very much. If anybody gets sick, it's on them. But in the meantime, please get lost.
I hear, in this month's magazine, I think you receive our magazine online. I think you do. I think I sent it to you, the Minuteman magazine. The first page has three men in colonial garb, two sitting at a table, one standing up, says, guys, I read it 10 times. There's no way anyone with an IQ higher than a garbage can interprets this to say the government has the right to shut down everything down. I mean, it actually says the exact opposite. So, yeah. if you don't receive our magazine online, you're missing one of the best out there. It's free. Just have to email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. We'll put you on the mailing list. But nonetheless, I thought that picture told it all. He said, I read the same 10 times. It doesn't say that we have the government's right to shut down anything. And they don't. But God help us, people in this country are dumber than rocks when it comes to what's right and wrong anymore. They obey because they're told to obey.
If we've been to the government schools, that's a real risk that we come out of them not knowing any of this history, any of what really went into making America great. I was the head of Gun Owners of America for probably 15, 20 years before I realized that it wasn't just Pastor John Peter Muhlenberg. It was a whole bunch of clergy. They were like a militia in robes. Many times when they would, as I was describing, stride down the center of the church and go outside and muster their men, they were often elected captain of that particular unit. So these guys didn't come back home and preach to the women. They stayed in harm's way because they had preached that was the price of liberty.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. They were. And I could go through this book here and name dozens of pastors. Reverend Samuel Wester, Reverend William Gordon, Dr. Langdon. I go through this book here and I quote names by the dozens that had sermons on this issue. And folks, this is a real book on who students had what. They have, of course, Jonas Clark in there. If you want this book, I'll try to find it for you. We had Jacob Deshay. All these pastors said, we are not going to bow to this tyrant. We're not going to turn over our guns. Now, folks, keeping and bearing arms, please understand this. This is not, it's much more than a right. It's a duty. The Bible told me that if I don't defend my family, I deny the faith and worse than an infidel. Christ told his disciples, of which I am one. If I didn't have a gun, a sidearm to sell my coat and buy one. I carry a sidearm. I don't care where I am or where I'm doing, I carry a sidearm. I carry in the dentist's office, I carry in the doctor's office, I carry in the bank, I carry in the stores, I carry wherever I go. I live in a state, praise God, where I don't need a permit to carry concealed or open. And only one time in all the years I've carried one guy didn't like what he saw. Everybody else thanks me. Even the cops thank me. Now that is a fact.
Good.
Where we are.
Well, you're in a good part of the country, and for whatever, and I know of some, the shortcomings of the state of West Virginia, the spirit of the people, by and large, the majority, is still a insistence on liberty, on let me be, let me live my own life. That's what America was founded on, and is still really all about. Happily, we've still got a lot of people like that. This young man, Rittenhouse, was only one of many who went over to Kenosha. Nobody called him up on the phone and said, okay, you're supposed to report for duty in the militia over at Kenosha. People just picked up and went. It's like the old cry, ride to the sound of the guns. And that's what this young man essentially was doing, and that's the spirit of America. That's what our founding generation was willing to do, and it's what many generations of Americans have done since that time. And
Amen.
I think it's one of the great things about our country that we are really, when you think about it, we're the only country that I'm aware of that by force of arms became independent of the, shall we say, founding country. And instead of becoming a tyranny as bad or worse than what we had broken away from, we actually became not only free from tyranny in England, but free from tyranny, not uniformly, but by and large, America became a truly free under God country.
Amen.
And
that's really
so
true.
Precious.
It is precious.
That is just what a gift.
And folks, we've lost it all because of complacency, ignorance, and apathy. That's all I can say about what we have. Let's get to the phone call before we're out of time. And by the way, folks, you'll find in your Bible, by the way, in 1 Samuel, I believe it is, where the first time mentioned in Scripture is about arms control with Israel. Read it for yourself.
Yep.
The Philistines took away all their swords, all their...
I think it's 1 Samuel 8, isn't it?
I believe it's 8, yes. And took away the blacksmiths so they couldn't make any more of them. So when people finally decided to fight, they had to fight with sickles and whatever they could find in their hands to fight with. But they took away... tyrants don't like these servants owning weapons. Let's go first to Gio in Iowa. Gio, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor?
Hello. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Yes.
It's Jan, it's Jan.
Oh, Jan. Okay, I'm sorry, Jan. Come on in.
Yeah, they probably didn't understand. That's okay. First, I want to tell you that Pastor Carstone has had another dream.
Pastor Dana? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
The Statue of Liberty is gone. You have to listen to this.
Okay. All right.
It's heavy stuff. And then A. Allen in 1954...
Okay.
Had almost the exact same experience, the dream or the prophecy, yes. In 1954, he wrote about it. But I want to talk about you talking about the Liberty guys, the preachers. I have one in my family. The Reverend John Fuller, Plainfield, Connecticut. His son-in-law was at Lexington and Concord. And when he left his church with the men from his church, he didn't go with a gun. He went with a Bible.
Uh-huh.
He said they, and he was older. They said, "You're too old. You know, you can't go." His congregation was upset. He said, "These men are going to need me more than you are." Unfortunately, he became ill at around the same time as the Battle of Philadelphia. Right? Yeah. And he passed away at home because three of the soldiers were given special permission to take him home. So he died before the end of the war. But he didn't go with the gun. He went with the Bible.
Hey, that was it. That was needed. They needed shepherds, too.
Yeah. But this is the type of pastor that he was a school teacher. And I forget the name of the famous pastor who wrote a book or whatever, a diary I read. He said they were both called the first time he was called. But John Fuller and he were both called in church. And John Fuller got up and he went out and he began to preach. He didn't have permission from the authorities. And he got himself, and he had a congregation. They sent him a letter, and I have a copy of the letter he wrote. But instead of mailing this letter, he took it up to them. And he asked them this question politely with great reverence to, you know, they were preachers, all this stuff. He said, who are you to tell that I cannot preach? My congregation knows I'm telling you. God knows I'm telling the truth, or I wouldn't still be preaching. So who are you to tell me I can't?
Amen.
Is basically what he said.
Amen.
So, yeah, he was a school teacher, and God said you.
A man with some integrity and backbone. You know, that's kind of rare today, but go ahead.
Yeah, and then he was actually, I guess you'd say, shunned by the church for something that he did, and I can't find out what it was he did. I found a funeral service he did where he was talking about the man that he was burying, him having to throw him out of the church for some reason.
Wow.
Because Plainfield went to him. He was in New London, Connecticut.
You know, I'm losing your Jan, your pain now.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
That's a little better,
the Plainfield the Plainfield residents came to him. Their church was coming apart. They went to New London. He had a nice church in New London, well settled, and they came to him and said, "Help us. We're splitting apart. We need to come and help us." They begged him to come and help. And he went and helped them. And that's where he died.
How about that? Bless his heart.
So yes. We have a family of from the beginning to the end up to now.
Well, thank you, Jim, for sharing that.
Yeah. His son was spied in drum corps for George Washington's army.
Thank you so much, Ann.
So we're not going to stand still. God is
No, we can't stand still. We can't stand still.
Thank goodness for you guys. You know, you sound a lot like I pastored up John. You're not going to listen to people tell you to stop preaching the truth. You're going to keep preaching no matter what.
I had no choice.
Yeah.
No choice.
God called you to do it. God called you to do it.
Thank you, Pam.
We need. We need preachers who were called by God, not preachers who were called by the Lord of money.
Amen. Amen.
And that's what I see all these super churches at. But thank you, and be sure to see Pastor Dana's name.
Okay, I will. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Jan. You know, before we move on to the next caller, Larry, I want this isn't boasting on me. I wasn't even born then. But if you look at the Declaration of Independence, you'll see I had a family member named Bartlett. My mom was a Bartlett who signed it. Looking across the room right now, there's a grave, there's a graveyard in Mount Zion Church up next to, not too far out of Cumberland, Maryland, and it's got a tombstone there. It has Michael Paul. He was in Captain Voss's regiment in Virginia Regiment in the Revolutionary War. He died in the war. I'm looking right across my office right now at the picture. I took a picture of the tombstone. We're distant relatives, obviously. So both sides of the family kind of, my family had trouble getting along with everybody. No, anyway. back a long ways on that. But let's take a call. Let's go to Randy in Georgia. Randy, come on in. Welcome.
The American Revolution was called the Presbyterian Uprising by the British.
That's true. That's true. That's right.
You know, just a little note there. Larry, you got to be so proud of your governor. I think you'll be first in line to take the vaccine when it becomes available under his mandate.
we're just happy about him. We can hardly figure out what to say.
Well, I wouldn't be something. I just run about the town on the rail, you know, for every column, you know. But I got a question for you. If the election was held today, Larry, who would you vote for president?
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing, but you can say all you want in praise of our government, our governor. He's a keeper. You can keep him.
Well, you know, it's,
the question was, if the election was held today, who would you vote for president?
If the election were held today?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, however I vote may not matter if some of the things I've been reading about are in motion. They're talking about mailing all the registered voters of the state, whether they've requested an absentee ballot or not. Well, that is going to make it so much easier to cheat. Let's say that my Aunt Matilda died 6 months ago, but she lived in our house, and they send her a ballot. Well, of course, it has her name on it. I know she's dead. I know how she would have wanted to vote. She would have wanted to vote for Biden, and I just fill it out for Biden, and I send it in. So there's going to be a little bit of that, I'm afraid.
Well,
be a lot, I'm afraid.
Anybody who votes for either of the two parties is part of the problem, not the solution.
I have to tend to agree with you, Randy. I see no solution at all in this one. This is the worst election we've ever had. I'm quite honest with you, Larry. I hate to say that. I do. I know in some areas Trump's better than Biden, but he's not done anything I've seen to brag on too much.
Well Jesus isn't on the ballot, you know, and so since perfect isn't there, I think we'd better try to minimize the amount of damage that could be done, and that's the way I've looked at it. When I voted for Trump the first time, I didn't think real highly of him, but I knew what Hillary Clinton was. She was a dedicated disciple of Saul Alinsky. And Saul Alinsky was a small C, I'm quoting him, small C communist. And so I figured if that's her mentor from Chicago where she lived for most of her life, then I really don't think I want her, and if there's only one option, then I'll take the lesser of evils. Because, again, Jesus isn't on the ballot, and I want to minimize the hurt that my family's going to have, much as I can.
I know you feel about that. I used to do the same thing, but, you know, you and I go back a long way, but I no longer vote for the lesser of evils. I found that, but from doing it all my life, administration gets worse because of voting for the lesser evil in that generation and that administration, that election. So I don't longer do that. If I can't support them both, one or the other, I just don't vote for either one of them. Let God sort it out. Because
politics flows downhill from culture, and culture flows downhill from the nature of the church.
I agree. And the church
is in rather poor shape right now, and so we can't expect too many.
I totally agree. I don't know why you don't run. But go ahead, Rand. Let's finish up.
Well, I'll just say this. There's no verse in the Bible that says to choose the lesser of two evils. It says to abstain from all appearance of evil. Jesus and the Founding Fathers would never support Trump except to impeach him.
Okay. I tend to agree that I can't support either one of the evils. I really can't. But good call, Randy. Guy Jump, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Folks, done about the last 3-4 minutes, 844-769-2944. And I know some people don't agree with that, but that's okay. I don't see any way anymore. I voted less of evils for years. Voted independent a couple of times since then from both Constitution Party a few years ago, but I think about two elections ago, because I thought that was the one I wanted. They were Christian men. So did they have a chance of winning? That is, to my mind, Larry, it's not the difference for me. It's I voted for the one that I know were the best people. If they lose, they lose. They win, they win. But I know where you're coming from. Believe me, brother, I've been there, done that. I respect you highly, or you wouldn't be here, obviously. I do respect you for that.
Well, Hillary Clinton made it a little bit easier for me to make that choice, because I wasn't really keen on Donald Trump, but I knew what kind of well-organized pursuit of evil she would be. When you had Saul Alinsky as your PhD monitor, not a PhD, but her college bachelor's thesis and she was at Princeton, and then she went, you know, she was from that whole left-wing
her in Chicago. Yes.
Yeah.
And so
I knew that she came with an agenda, as did her husband. You can kind of fake you out with that corn-pone accent of his, and, you know, he sounds just like one of the boys, and he's just as premeditated an evil guy that she is. But he's a better actor. She comes across a lot more like what she is. Old Billy Bob there just sounded so much like one of the guys. Well, that's we don't have quite that stark a contrast, but some people I hear still saying that Joe Biden's a nice guy. Joe Biden is a left-winger who would put us in jail if he ever had the chance.
He's a poison asp, A-S-P, he is. And folks, you need to call GOA. I would urge you to please, $20, $50, whatever you can afford, join the GOA. Now, please understand, I'm serious about this. This only gun advocate group that I do support and have for years. The number is 888-886-GUNS. Oh, I love that number. 888-886-GUNS. 888-886-GUNS. 888-886-4867. Last four is 4867, or spell like guns, 4867. By the way, Larry, the gun I carry no longer is a six shot. It's a 30-round 22 Magnum PMR. That's what I carry. But anyway.
You got to be pretty close to somebody to do something besides make them mad. But I kind of like my 45, personally.
I like a 45, I do, but the cop big and heavy, a little 22 Magnum, hardly ever got it on my hip. And I figure for 30 rounds, I should be able to do something to stop him.
Well, there's that to think about. I just like what my good girlfriend Kimber brings to the fight.
And I hear you.
Nice 9mm frangible that I'm not much of a shot, but if I just even touch a little bit of the flab, it's going to ruin their whole
it's gonna hurt.
Day.
Well, you know, I've had doctors tell me the 22 caliber bullets, the worst thing is shot with because it bounces around inside. It's more damage than a 38, but I like the gun. Like I said, it's very light. And I'm going to tell you why. You got 30 rounds. You make enough noise, they're going to back up anyway. So that's all there's to it.
Well, and of course, the best defense is to run. By the way, circle back to where we started. That's what Master Rittenhouse was trying to do.
That's right.
He was trying to get away from the violence. He was not there to find somebody to shoot. They found him.
That's right. I totally agree. We're about out of time, Larry. About 30, 40 seconds left. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, I just thank the Lord that we can still do things like what we're doing, and hopefully it's been edifying for the listeners.
Well, God bless you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon again.
You
folks, see you tomorrow night with Dr. Robinson and Sue Thayer discussing what the Planned Parenthood has done to the children. God bless. See you then. Good night. Thank you, Todd. I'll see you.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.